Everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Especially after the fireworks? And the storms? How about that storm Beryl that was down in the Caribbean and came into around Houston, Texas? Well, I'll tell you what, they had a lot of rain down there and some flooding. Yeah, floating. Yeah, there were things floating all right. Yeah, boats, cars, you know, you never know what's floating around. When I was down in Houston, Texas one time, it rained 8 inches in 24 hours. And I want to tell you something, it was not a nice place to be. And besides that, they were warning people, if you're in a boat rowing down the street, don't get under a tree because the snakes don't like to swim, and they go up in the trees and they hang out up there, and they will drop down in your boat if they get hungry. And what did they have? Rattlers, copperheads, coral snakes. Ooh, corals were nothing to mess around with. So hopefully where you're at, everything is good. Where I'm at, we had a little bit of rain and a couple possible tornadoes, but it didn't hit here. So that's my world, basically. How's yours been? Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, right here on the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff's going on, a lot of stuff. And, you know, you have to kick back sometimes and join the show and listen to some of the shows that we have on Trim Radio Network. It's easy. trimradio.com. And if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is hit the contact button. That's all you have to do. And you know, we're on YouTube, we're on X, better known as Twitter, and Facebook and Instagram. We've got our shows there. Okay. So you want to check out our lineup and listen to our shows. And donate to keep the shows on the air. All of our presenters, if you want to call them that, I can't call them disc jockeys, but we can call them presenters, all of our hosts, don't charge anything to do the shows. They like to get the information out there so that you can be better informed on a lot of different things. And I'll inform you tonight, but basically we're kicking back a little bit. You know, do you have your snacks? Do you have your favorite beverage? Well, I don't know. I think I got myself a six pack somewhere around here, my Cheetos. Well, anyhow, you make sure you get those because you can kick back and listen to our show tonight, and there'll be other shows to listen to on the air. But if you want to join us, all you have to do is hit the contact us button, okay? But buy the merchandise, or as Michael Bejas likes to say, buy the merch. And that supports the station, it really does. It pays for the airtime. I know I always donate for our BMI music license because I like to be able to do that and help out the show as much as I can. And, you know, we've got all different kinds of things. We've got hooded sweatshirts, better known as hoodies. We've got ceramic ornaments. We've got a morphing mug. We've got, the money and change mug that's there. And we have a whole host of other things, okay? And all you have to do is click the button where it says shop. And we've got On Air with Trim Radio Network. We've got other things that change colors. We have other hoodies. We have hats. Even water bottles, you know, those vacuum insulated water bottles, man, those things are fantastic. You need to get them, okay? Just buy the merchandise. It helps keep all the shows on the air. It really does. And you know, we go all over the world. I mean, we're on the internet. Many years back, we were just based out of Columbia, South Carolina, on a different network. And yeah, we did get out on the internet, but I think we're basically a local station in Columbia, South Carolina. And we left that station and we formed our own, which was Trim Radio Network. And we're strictly on the internet because we can go everywhere. I've got listeners in Myanmar, India, South Africa. I've got some in Europe. I've got them in North America, you know, United States, Canada, and all kinds of places. And all you have to do is just join us. Now, the big thing is, I don't have anybody listening in Iceland. And I know their English is just as good as mine, as some people would say. Gooder, that's not even a word. Oh, my English teacher would have a fit with me if I said gooder. But sometimes that's a vernacular that you use. But anyhow, listen to the shows. You know, we've got all different kinds of shows that are out there. For example, we've got, oh, Fishing in Florida show, Money and Change show, the Financially Prepped show. And we've got Bare Knuckles, the Angel Strong show. We've got America's Funniest Online Dates. We've got Offsides College Football Top 25 coming this fall. We've got the Slobberknocker Talk. We've got the Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we've got the Brighter Life show, the Circle of Key. That's QI podcast. We've got Spiritual Freedom show with Richard Lawrence. And we've got the Red Pill Reality Show. We've got the Trim Radio News Brief, the weekly Top 40, and we're adding more and more shows. It's easy to do. If I can learn to use StreamYard, anybody can do it. All you have to do is just contact us, and we'll let you know how you can do your own show. And you could do it weekly or a monthly show. That's fine. And all you have to do is just contact us and we'll walk you through the process. And it's so easy, even I can do it. Okay. So that's a little bit behind the Trim Radio Network. We're out there. We've got a lot of different shows. We're expanding and getting more shows. And the more shows we add, hey, that's great. You know, you can advertise with Trim if your business wants to advertise with us. That's fine. And also, become a Bullseye VIP member. And all you have to do is click on the Partner with Trim Radio, and underneath you have three different choices, and you can do that. And you can help us out. You can do your own show, help yourself out too. A lot of different things you can do. Hey, if you want to, you can click on the Listen Now button, and you can do that. And oh, hey, what happens if you miss a show? All you have to do is take a look on X and the show will be there, or Facebook, it will be there. All you have to do is just look for the Trim Radio Network. Okay? So we've got that out of the way. Buy the merchandise, please. Okay? But before we do anything, you know, I always have to do a disclaimer. I wish I could get a professional announcer that would tell me, or and tell you, the disclaimer. And we have to do that. I mean, it's just one of those things. I don't know if Michael does it on his show, but I have to do it on mine because if I don't do it, what's going to happen is somebody will say, now you shouldn't have said that. You're in trouble. I don't want to be in trouble. I just want to help people out. And tonight we're just going to lighten things up a little bit. Our disclaimer is nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt. I mean, a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. Hopefully by now you have your favorite snack and your favorite drink or drinks or snacks. And you've told your friends about us so they can listen to us too every Wednesday night live. Tonight was one of those things where I was getting ready to do a live show, plan for it and everything else, and somehow some restaurant decided to, let's say, undercook something. And I got a bout of food poisoning, and I thought I'd better see if I can make it through the day and then contact the station to do a replay. But I don't like to do replays all the time, especially on Wednesday night. There's always stuff going on. So I thought we'll just check it out. Well, I won't name the restaurant because it could be one of two places. One's a mom and pop, and the other one happens to be a national chain. Yeah, go figure. So I can't narrow it down, but I want to tell you something. Some people say you ride the porcelain pony or you have a confessional with the porcelain pope. Oh, yes, that did happen. Did that make me a happy puppy? No, especially when I used to do health inspections when I worked with the state. My advice during this weather, this hot weather, is make sure hot things stay hot. At least 155 degrees. And don't let it get anywhere lower than that. If you're going to reheat something, get it up to 165 degrees to make sure all the cooties on the inside are not living anymore. I know screaming cooties will just, they can scream a lot too. But I like to make those cooties scream in food because, you know, I don't want to get sick. And neither would you. And also keep things cold. Cold things cold, hot things hot. Hot things above 165 degrees if you're reheating. 155, it'll work. Anything below that, I wouldn't do it. And with cold things, you know, anything below 40 degrees is great. And you say, well, how can I check the temperature? Well, you can go out to Meijer's or Aldi, not Aldi's, but Meijer's, or you can go to Wally World and you can get yourself a Taylor thermometer. Now, I don't make any money off of Taylor thermometers, okay? But they're easy. A lot of food service facilities use them. I had a couple different ones that I used. One was a Taylor spring-loaded, and the other one was a laser. And so I could tell the temperature, surface temperature of product across the room if I aimed it right. But anyhow, that's what I used. And I had to cover not only state facilities, but federal facilities and colleges and universities. And that kept me occupied. And for the most part, nobody got sick. Everybody's temperatures were where they were supposed to be. And some of the biggest things in food service, when I managed half the state of Ohio in my division, you had to put up with health inspections in the federal facilities, not only from the state person that was handling it. You also had to put up with the GSA. You would use GSA. That would be the local person, and then you would also have the FDA. And in our case, they were from Chicago, and they would come into my federal facilities 3 times a year. State facilities, you would see them 3 to 4 times a year. Local health inspectors, it depends. They can pop in and pop out. And generally, everything was always up to snuff, okay? But remember, cold things cold, under 40 degrees, hot things, hot. Okay. If you're reheating, it's 165. And if it is freshly made, 155 would work. I don't think the health department would complain on that. Always wear, you know, wash your hands a lot and use food service gloves if you have them. Now, if you're at mom and pop picnic and it's all family, just wash your hands and watch the temperature protocol, okay? So, oh, wow, I covered that. Well, I don't want anybody getting sick, okay? I don't want you getting into my world. Well, anyhow, I got to give out some shout-outs. A big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Oh, yeah, there was a gal on the NCAA Division II golf team. I guess it was a national golf team. I'm not quite sure. Her last name was Mulcahy. And they won the championship. Girl from University of Findlay. That's pretty good. Check them out. It's a good school academically. It really is. And it's not one of those liberal, let's get woke schools either. Okay? Great academic school. They are having a little party this fall. The University of Bluffton is merging with the University of Findlay. And the University of Bluffton has one campus in Bluffton, Ohio, which is 20 miles from Findlay. Findlay has three campuses. One is the equestrian campus and pre-veterinary campus. The other one is the main campus, where basically you would have all of your degree work for bachelor's, master's, and doctorate. Okay, some of the classes they take now, you have to have a doctorate, like in pharmacy. And also in physical therapy, it's a requirement now. And they do put out some very, very good, competent people. Trust me. It's a good school. Also, they have the hazardous materials campus. And it's interesting. If you really want to get into that stuff, you handle some dangerous materials and learn how to handle things and do things the right way. Check them out, University of Findlay. Also, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job. Michael Bejas and I both have pens that we bought from Phil. And he's done a lot of work, a lot of custom work. You provide him with a design, he'll come up with the pen. And the pens don't leave the shop until they are absolutely perfect. And he has a great Second Amendment pen. So check him out. He's on Facebook, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. It's RustyDuck apostrophe S Custom Pens and Blanks. That's all you have to do. Check it out. And if you have a college fraternity or a sorority or your business or the college or university need presentation pens for the big donors or, you know, your customers, whatever, check them out. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, and they're on Facebook, okay? Okay, check out Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. Also, My World every Wednesday night. And that's at 8 p.m. Then I have some buddies, some good friends, and they're on YouTube. Yeah, I do have some YouTube buddies. And a big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're out in Wisconsin. And we also have Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. They're down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And then we have Southern Prepper One, which is Dave Kobler, and he puts out a couple of videos each week, and he talks about the economy and a lot of different things, so you want to check him out, Southern Prepper One. There's also Patriot Nurse, and Rachel has her program. She's had it for many years, and she does a lot of education on medical things, you know, first aid and all kinds of stuff. You want to check her out. She's an interesting person. Also, we have Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell, is still trying to build things down in West Virginia. We've got Prepper Princess, good old Amber Stork. She's out in California, and she likes to live beneath her means. She doesn't spend a lot of money. She tries to do things as free as she can do it. So you want to check out Prepper Princess. Also, LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. He's put on over, 600 or more videos on doing different things, whether it's gardening or communication or whatever. And by the way, you know, with these bad storms that we had going through the area, and if the phone didn't work, guess what? A GMRS radio comes in handy. See, with this little radio, I can go ahead and talk to Dayton. That's 35 miles away to the repeater. And then I can go about 90 miles beyond that. And under certain conditions, you can go farther if the repeaters are linked. And it's great to have in town because I can talk to my friends. I can talk to relatives. And these are great little radios. $35. $35 for 10 years. No test. Everybody in the family can use one. Okay? You get one call sign. Everybody can use it. These are good radios. This one is an Ocean 935G+. It's not one of those cheap bubble wrap things you get at Wally World. The antenna on here is a Nagoya 771. I believe it's 771 or 775. No, 771G. And it's about a 15-inch antenna. It's great. It really is. And I can sit here in my computer room, in my little studio here, and I can talk to people all over. And I have a good time. I have some good friends that we communicate, especially late at night. People work the night shift and they get off and they're back on their radios. And the communication on this, they always say it's 5x5, which means it's loud and clear. And that's a good thing. And you pay for that. Okay. But GMRS radios, check them out. Okay. If things get tough and we have an SHTF situation going on and the phones don't work, these GMRS radios will work. Okay. Check them out. All right. We've got the Max. Oh, yeah. I don't know the guy's first name, but he's on YouTube. He's a very sensible person. He lives out on a farm, and he talks about a lot of different things, and especially the economy and what's going on. I mean, a lot of different topics. He's very level-headed. I really like the guy's show, and I will continue to promote his show like I do these others. Why? Because they're good people. If they weren't good people, I would not do their show. Okay, I would not promote it. So you can guarantee that. Well, let's see here. What else is going on? Well, we talked about food poisoning. We talked about the different shows that we like to promote. We don't get paid for doing them, okay? But we do like to go ahead and promote good shows. Also, we have our Facebook page, and that's the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page is there, free to join. The same thing with the Trim Radio Network, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. All you have to do is ask to join, and you can do it. It's easy, okay? I don't like to make things difficult. I'm not a difficult person. Well, I'll preface that. I can be a difficult person if somebody really gets me upset. Okay, if I feel like I've been cheated or harmed, oh yeah, I can be difficult. People found out during a Doobie Brothers concert a long time ago in Cincinnati when they said, well, we don't have seats for you, and we paid for seats. And they were going to make a stand during the whole thing. And by the time I got done with them, guess what? We had our seats, and we were in the 13th row. Oh, yeah. So I do have a good side. I do have a nasty side. Generally, I'm a nice guy. Hey, a lot of stuff going on. Have you heard about Nathan's hot dogs? You know, where people get up there on stage and they stuff their face full of hot dogs. It's been going on for years. And they have a ladies' division and they have a guys' division. And all they do is stand there and see how many hot dogs that they can eat, or basically cram in their mouth and swallow. I'd hate to see what happens after the show, okay? After they do that, I would not want to be around any water closet facility, if you know what I mean, okay? I believe the champion had something this year of was credited with 46 and a three quarters hot dogs. Now, how do you do 46 hot dogs and do that? And then this year, that was a few years ago. This year, he crammed in, I think, 71. I don't know about you, but you know, I know what hot dogs are made out of. You know, I look into that sometimes. And generally, the good hot dogs are made from really good products. But everything but the squeal goes into a lot of them. At least that's what they say. Well, anyhow, I was looking on Yahoo today. Lorenzo Reyes, Reyes, had something, and he said one of the male contestants at the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, Nick Wehry, Wehry, has been accused of cheating during the sanctioned event, according to a report. And the New York Post reported Tuesday, citing two anonymous sources, that video showed Wehry moved an additional plate onto the stack in front of him after the competition had ended, eventually increasing his score by five full hot dogs. Empty plates are used to determine the official tally of the consumed hot dogs, according to the report. I don't know about you, but I don't think I could cram that many in. And I don't know how long they would stay in me either. I don't know. How many of you like hot dogs? Have you ever had bratwurst, metwurst? Now, those are generally pretty good. General hot dogs, eh, I don't know. And, you know, if you go to Skyline, I like to call it Scalini's. It's a Cincinnati chili parlor. I mean, they have hot dogs there, but they're like Vienna sausages on a big bun. I mean, you look for the wiener in that thing, and it's so tiny. It's a little bit bigger than your little finger. And with that chili and the cheese and the onions and the mustard, I love them. But you're mostly eating bun and chili. They can get addictive. If you work in Cincinnati, hey, you know, that's one of those things. So, by the way, somebody sent me a reply. I was going to say a text, and it wasn't a text. And they were talking about WKRP, and it was in the Flim building, according to one person. Somebody else said it was the Phlegm building and the Flam building and so forth. Well, I worked in that building. It was the Enquirer building, the old Enquirer, Cincinnati Enquirer building, and I worked on the ninth floor. And supposedly WKRP was supposed to be on the ninth floor. Well, it didn't, because our state offices cover the entire ninth floor. And next door was the Cincinnatian Hotel, and the Cincinnatian, I would say it would be a 3 or 4 star hotel. And they had a lot of famous people stay there. And they had a bar there that called the Cricket. And some of the episodes, everybody at WKRP was at the Cricket, which was next door to their offices. And I had been in that one time after a Reds baseball game, because traffic was horrendous and I couldn't get out. So I went to the Cricket. and I was there with a friend, and we both had a libation, and then went to the parking garage, got in our cars, and left. And it was interesting, okay? But they were arguing about what it was called. And I've been there. I like the place. But now the Enquire building is in a brand new building down close to the river, and the old building is now a hotel, a 14-story hotel. Back in its heyday, it was great. I really liked it. But so much for Cincinnati and WKRP. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in Cincinnati. It's a great place. In this fall, when Labor Day comes around, you have to go to Cincinnati. You have to. WEBN, which is an FM station in Cincinnati, puts on the Labor Day fireworks display. And I'll tell you what, I've been to several of those. It's worth the trip. And the fireworks are fantastic. And one time I was with a friend in Cincinnati, and she said, hey, the WEBN fireworks are going to be tomorrow night. Do you want to go? And I said, yeah. Do we need tickets? No, I can get us in. And I thought, wow. I said, well, you're going to have to drive, because I am not that familiar with the Price Hill area, especially this one area. And so she drove, and we parked about two blocks away from where the party was. And she happened to know the people that had the party. Now, this house, and you can go to Cincinnati and see it. If you're downtown, you look up on the hill to the right, and it has a big grassy slope with a yellow house with a widow's walk on top. And it overlooks downtown Cincinnati. And the guy that owned the house did a lot of investments for the University of Cincinnati and other people. He was a high roller. And we got in. And there were a lot of people there. I mean, this guy rented, I think, 10 Port-a-Johns to support the people there. And you had to bring your own stuff. If you wanted to drink something, read something, you had to bring it. You had to clean up after yourself. And it was great. And they had music from WEBN, because they're playing during the fireworks. And to see all of these things go off was worth it. You have to go to Cincinnati. 4th of July, Cincinnati is Labor Day, WEBN. You have to check it out, okay? Wow. What else is going on? Daggone it. Cincinnati's a great place. Right now, they've got a little bit of crime downtown, okay? I would watch where you go downtown at night. Back when I was there in the late 80s, 90s, I want to tell you something. Cincinnati was a great place. You could walk around downtown at night, summertime, whatever. It was great. And Fountain Square is fantastic. And the parks in Cincinnati are really great parks. They really are, no matter which one you go to. There's one that has an overlook of Cincinnati. There's another one that, I've been there so many times, you'd think I could remember the place. Alt Park, ALT. And it was a great park. And there's also the Mount Airy Forest. Now, that is a big place. You get lost in that place. It is a huge forest in Cincinnati. And you can walk around there, get lost, and have people try to come and find you. Sometimes they don't. That's how big this place is, okay? The Mount Airy Forest. Big, big place. Well, what's going on? In my neighborhood, they're getting ready for a yard sale. Do you guys have yard sales where you're at? My street is so narrow, and they block the street, and you can't get around. And people start coming early. It's supposed to happen Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. But guess what? When they do this, they block driveways and everything. I mean, it gets hectic in here, and I have to chase people off my driveway. I'm not selling anything. And if I have to go out and meet people for lunch or I have to go somewhere, I have to dodge all this traffic, and it is crazy. I pray for rain. You know what I mean? Some people thrive garage sales, and that's great if you got a wide street and a long street. Not here. Oh, I guess I'm a grimace or grinch or whatever you want to call it when it comes to yard sales. But that's the way it is. Anyhow, that's coming up. Oh, the country concert is up in Shelby County, and that's going to be going on this weekend. And you stay off of Route 66. And you basically stay out of an area just north of Route 47, State Route 47, up into areas up around, I'll call it this way, just north of there. Okay, it's called Newport, which is a nice little area, but it's just north of Newport, and that place will have maybe 100,000 people there for the concerts. And the traffic is crazy and people running across the street in the middle of the night. They have had some sessions where people get a little drunk at these parties, listen to these big country and Western stars. So, you know, country and Western is like, you know, you play a country Western record backwards. You get your car back, your house back, your wife back, or girlfriend back, or both. You get the dog back. I'm not really a country and Western type of a person. I could listen to it maybe once, but not in a large crowd. But anyhow, that's going on this weekend. Whoa, so many different things. You know, I found a guy by the name of Roy D. Mercer. And he was out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he used to do gigs on the radio. Now, we've talked about Gilbert Gnarly, and we've talked about Earl Pitts, but there's always Roy D. Mercer, and Roy is quite a character, and he likes to play things and build things up. And I'll tell you what, he has done so many good ones that I thought I'd play one for you tonight. Okay? So listen to this one. Bad Gas with Roy D. Mercer. Okay, this is a radio stunt where they call people.
Good morning, Post Construction.
Yeah, who's speaking?
Wilma.
It's Joe. Is he the owner?
Yeah.
Is he there?
Are you a salesman?
No, I need to talk to him about a problem I have.
Okay, he just don't like to talk to salesman. Hang on just a minute.
All right.
He is the one romantic
soul,
isn't
he?
Hello.
Who is this?
This Joe.
Listen, this is Roy D. Mercer. I'm calling you from Elk City.
Yeah?
Listen, I was in there, my boy was in there the other day, and got some gas in there.
Yes, sir?
We had a problem with it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he got out there on the interstate out there, east Elk City, and it broke down.
Huh.
Yeah. It's bad gas.
Well, boy, Roy, I sure ain't had no trouble.
Well, I tell you what, that ain't half of it. He's out there trying to thumb a ride into town to get his car towed off.
Yeah.
And a busload of hippies pull over and give him a ride.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't funny.
Well, what happened?
Well, I guarantee you, they got him back there in that van and got beer in him and got him hopped up on that marijuana.
Well, my God.
Well, it was. It's awful.
Well, Roy, I'm sure sorry. I'll just complain to my gas jobber and let him pass the word on.
Well, there's going to be a little more than a complaint involved because they went in there and drove him into Weatherford, and they convinced him to go in there and they robbed his restaurant there yesterday.
Well, hell.
That's what I said.
I sure don't know what to tell you.
Well, I guarantee you, it all boils down to bad gas.
Yeah.
If he hadn't bought that gas there and hadn't broke down, them hippies wouldn't have picked him up. He wouldn't have been involved in no robbery.
Boy, Roy, I sure can't help you on none of that.
Well, then you're going to get an ass whooping then.
Well, that's fine. Just come on.
I'm coming down there today.
Well, I'm sure sorry to tell you, but I can't do that. I can't rent his life for him.
Well, you gonna be there and be ready for an ass whooping?
Just whatever it takes. Because
I guarantee you, I had to tow his truck in there.
Well, Roy, I'm not going to be liable for any of his problems, personal problems. I'm sure sorry about it.
Well, by God, he wouldn't be doing that if he didn't have broke down out there.
Well, I don't even know you, so I'm...
Well, you're getting ready to know me.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, how long has it been since you had a good old country ass whooping?
Well, I don't know. I said, well, you come up here, you'll probably be in jail.
What do you look like?
I don't know. I don't have time for you, sir.
What are you... What kind?
I didn't know who you were.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't talked to him in 15 years. I may not talk to him for another 15 after this.
Hello?
Good morning, Post Construction.
I was talking to Joe when I got cut off her.
Okay, he's in his Suburban, and he said if anybody called for him, to just have him call him there.
Hello?
Is this Joe?
Yeah.
Listen, this is Mr. Mercer from Melk City calling you.
Yes, sir.
And I damn sure need to get a hold of you and get this took care of. Listen, my boy had a vintage 68 Camaro SS. It's silver and black.
What'd you get your lawyer there, Roy?
You may want to need to get you a doctor.
I'll be all right.
Well, I guarantee you now, we got some bills, some towing bills to get took care of, and he's accused, he's accessory to robbery there at Jerry's restaurant in Wallace.
Maybe I'll send him up.
Well, now then we got another problem to deal with. He don't look good in orange. It ain't funny.
Well,
listen, I guarantee you now one of them old boys that was in that van that hippies that picked him up.
Yeah.
He said, I think he said that he was from Tulsa. He said his name was Brent.
He'd be the
type
to do that.
Well, that might have been a long haired feller, kind of heavy set.
Yeah.
Well, it damn silly.
I like it too.
How are you doing, Joe?
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I know it.
Even a week.
This is my partner, Phil Stone.
Well, you think I'm gonna try something to do or what?
And that's Roy D. Mercer. Boy, I'll tell you what, some of the stuff and some of the pranks he causes, and he knows these people or people know people, and he does these crazy pranks. You have to listen to these, and they're on YouTube, and they're out there. There's one about the roofer rough up, the grass fire. There's one about the pharmacist, the barber shop, of course, the bad gas. The country club, the dead rooster. Can you believe that? There was one called the dead rooster. Let's see how that one goes.
There's a place where mishaps don't mean missing out. Welcome.
A commercial. Oh my God. We're going to skip the commercial.
This is
Lori.
Can I help you?
Yes, Lori. My name is Roy Mercer, and I got one of y'all's wells on my land out here.
Uh-huh.
And listen, we had a problem last night. We got a banty rooster. It's a kind of a family pet and a source of income for us. It's a tic-tac-toe playing rooster.
Uh-huh.
And he got caught up in y'all's pumping unit out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it killed him.
Well,
it tore us up pretty bad too.
Sure it did.
Because he's more than just a source of income.
He's
a member of the
family.
Yeah, Bobby Fisher, the kids called him because he's such a good tic tac toe player.
Yeah.
And I was needing to see if y'all couldn't reimburse me for that because we took him to the fair last year.
Uh-huh.
He's a 2 year old. It took him last year, and we made about $400 on him down there because he'd win about 9 out of 10 times.
Right. Where are you located at?
I'm out here about 20 miles north of Ulaga. And I need about $400 is what I was expecting to make out of him.
Okay.
Laura, so I was hoping to come by there and get a check from y'all.
Okay. Can you hold just a moment?
Well, I guess I could.
Okay. I'm not authorized to release that.
But you know how hard it is to teach a rooster to play tic-tac-toe. We got a whole lot of time and effort into him. You know, and like I said, we raised him from a chick, nursed him back to health after my wife shut him in a car door one time.
Oh, no. That poor little rooster. He's been through some trouble, hasn't he?
Well, he had a pretty tough life for a while.
Okay.
He used to sit up there in the front seat with her and take and change the stations on the radio.
Okay. Well, can I go ahead and take your number?
Well, I'm going to be...
Rather than put you on hold?
I'm going to be out of pocket. Now, there shouldn't be no problem if I just to come up there and get some money, because y'all have had this well here, on gas well on the land for some time.
Okay, just a moment.
Then I wait. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Because I needed to come by there today, because I'm coming. In fact, I'm on my way to town right now.
Okay, let me
I stopped down here at the big McDonald's, the world's largest McDonald's on the turnpike. And I just thought I'd call and let you know I was on the way.
Okay,
I need about $400. Or, you know, of course, it might be somebody get the ass whooped.
Well, sure. I can understand how you must be upset.
Y'all ought to put a fence or something around them damn wells out there to keep the livestock and animals and such from coming in there and getting killed in it.
Is there a way that you can give me an invoice on it, you know, write some type of a bill up?
Well, I don't got no invoice. Like, we done buried him.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I could go dig him up and bring him down there.
Oh, no, I don't want you to bring your chicken.
Well, he's a rooster. He's a banny rooster. He's a 2-year-old Bobby Fischer. But...
Uh-huh.
Listen, I tell you, now, I'm headed that way, and I expect about $400 when I get there, because we're going to have us, you know, we're on fixed income over here. And we're going to have us some kind of a deal to make some money at the fair. And I understand that there's some lady around town somewhere that's got a gerbil that plays chutes and ladders.
Mm-hmm.
It's Laura Gonzalez, I think. I think that's an advertising in the paper. And I was going to go by there. I think she only wanted $300 for it. You ever seen a gerbil play chutes and ladders?
No.
I ain't neither. I ain't too sure they wasn't lying about it.
Lori?
Uh-huh.
How long you been in town?
How long have I been in town?
Uh-huh.
A while.
Is there some people laughing?
Uh-huh.
I wonder how come.
That's not funny.
Everybody over there thinks it is.
He got him. He got Roy D. Mercer. You have to check him out. I'll tell you what, he can be really funny, okay? There's one about a graveyard. There's one about his son could not go bowling because he was on a bowling team, and he went to this one bowling alley, and he got finger fungus, and he couldn't go to the state tournament. Now, can you imagine that? And this guy, Roy Mercer, was going to whoop somebody real good because they got finger fungus from using their bowling balls because they didn't sanitize the bowling balls. This guy's crazy. And he was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he would pull these stunts and call all around. You have to check him out, Roy Mercer, okay? You know, and there's a lot of different stuff out there. Gilbert Gnarly is just one. There are a lot of different prank phone calls that are out there. You know, there's some that Gilbert did from a nursing home, Mount Isadora Nursing Home. And he did that. He did a lot of different things. And I'll tell you what. There was a mall fountain. And there were lost coins. Let's see what Gilbert says.
Well, I had a store customer who said, "Little Hannah, what if you lost some money at the mall?" This doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to call anyway. I'm excited to get out of sort of call and just see what happens. You know, I always have some plan, but this is just serious.
Hello, say, may I help you?
Yes, my name is Gilbert Gnarly, G-N-A-R-L-E-Y.
Yes.
And I'd like to see what I can do about the. I've lost some money at your mall. I was shopping there on Saturday and I lost some money. And I would like to know how to put in a claim.
Put in a claim?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you hold, please?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
He's coughing from smoking. He's smoking.
Okay, what is your full name again?
You were coughing, weren't you?
Pardon me?
You were coughing a little, weren't you?
Yes.
Did
I get your name?
Yeah, smoking kids can do that to you. I smoke and it makes me cough too.
Yeah, you want to put in a claim on your money?
Yes. Okay, my name is Gilbert Gnarly. Gnarly. I lost $1.55. $1.55.
How much did you lose?
$1.55.
$1.55.
Yeah.
Okay, what denominations?
Baptist. My wife was not a Baptist. She was a ventriloquist. My wife was a ventriloquist. But her mother was a different denomination. Her mother was a contortionist. And I think her husband demanded that of her, being a contortionist. Yes, that would be her father. Now, my family, on the other hand, on my mother's side, there's some Judaism, and my father's side has some punch in Judaism. He used to hit people in the nose if they were swimming in their yarmulkes. So it didn't show a lot of respect.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you have to know this?
I need to know what the denominations of the money was.
Denominations. Well, my brother-in-law is a parasite. I don't know where they go to church now. Do you know where the shoe store is?
Uh-huh.
The one, yeah, it was the shoe store that had that sign that said, "Alligator shoes while you wait." Well, I was going to ask you this. How come that store had that big aquarium in it? Huh?
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, I'd like to make a little complaint, too, because this is about 2 months ago. I do frequent your mall because I find it a very lovely mall, very lovely mall. I threw 50 cents in that fountain that I made a wish about 2 months ago, and it hasn't come true yet.
Or no. Okay.
This is about 2 months ago.
Did you give me a phone number?
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Who's do you want? I have a whole telephone book for you.
Pardon me?
You know what my wish was? Do you know what my wish was? You know, I told you I made a wish in the fountain, and I thought 350 cents in the fountain, and I made a wish, and it didn't come true. So it doesn't matter. I guess you couldn't think about getting that back, huh?
No.
Yeah. I wish I could be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown, New York. That's what I wish.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it was nice talking to you. Oh.
Nice talking to you. Gary Burbank and Gilbert Gnarly. Wow, so you've heard Roy D. Mercer and Gilbert Gnarly tonight. Well, hey, there's always the Wrinkle City Gazette. And trust me, there's a lot of different things going on at the Wrinkle City Gazette. You know, everybody's talking about the current POTUS, you know, the President of the United States. That's POTUS. If he was really important, would it be the impotus? Well, anyhow, two elderly people living in Wrinkle City Seniors Care Center, they were wandering around, going to different places. And one evening, there was a community supper in the commons area in the clubhouse. And the two were at the same table across from each other, and the meal went on, and he took a few admiring glances at her and finally gained the courage to ask her, "Will you marry me?" Well, after about 6 seconds of careful consideration, she said, "Yes, yes, yes, I will." And the meal ended, and a few more pleasant exchanges, they went to their respective places where they lived. Well, the next morning, he was troubled. And did she say yes or did she say no? Reminds me of the current POTUS. Well, anyhow, he couldn't remember. Try as he might, he just could not recall. Not even a faint memory. And with trepidation, he went to the telephone and called her. And first, he explained that he didn't remember well as he used to. And then he reviewed the lovely evening past, and as he gained a little more courage, he inquired, "When I asked if you would marry me, did you say yes or did you say no?" And he was delighted to hear her say, "Well, why, I said yes, and I will, and I meant it with all my heart." Then she continued, "And I'm so glad that you called, because I couldn't remember who had asked me." Read about it in the Wrinkle City Gazette. Hey, that's all you have to do is just wrinklecity-gazette.weebly.com. That's all you have to do. And it's free, and there are plenty of back editions. And that's just some of the stuff that's going on. And, you know, one of the big things is the Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society is open. And they're open for business. And the weeds, according to Orville Buns, have been pulled out, and our rashes from the poison ivy are finally over. And problems arose prior to the Memorial Day opening, when a couple of the guys got into some poison ivy, and the bushwhacking had to be halted until the volunteers healed up. "Well, all over itching just drives you nuts," said Orville and Fern Buns, owners of Happy Buns. "And we was itching 24 hours a day for 3 weeks," said Fern. "And daily activities will include, since they've opened up, will be co-ed jogging, bad/awful milking, yoga for beginners, mooning as a second hobby, poisonous plant identification, and how to throw darts and protect your naughty parts." And they're located right next to the Echo Pond Beginners Golf Course. Now, news at the Beginners Golf Course, well, Toots Kowalski, who was the golf course pro, announced the to the city commission at Wrinkle City. He said, "The beginner course concession stand at Echo Pond seating has been expanded by additional bleacher seats to hold 150 golfers. Our concession seats were limited to 30 people, and the expansion to a total of 80 should relieve the backup we expected at about a year ago," said Kowalski. "And the beginner's course is a busy place due to the activity of Happy Buns," said Toots. "And the beginner's concession stand made a lot of money for us last year, thanks to the Golden Boys. And oh, we want to thank and continue to thank a lot of people for the rise in profit," said Kowalski. "And we hope to sell a lot of drinks and sunblocker to the golfers. And it's right next door to the Clothing Optional Society." Well, hey, guys, that's about all we've got this week for My World. And so, you know, you have to check in with us. We're on Facebook, and you can see us on X and a lot of other places. Just check it out, okay? Have a good week, and we will talk to you later. Hopefully. Anyhow, have a good week, and we will talk to you next week live. Unless I eat some more bad food. Woo! Anyhow, have a good one. We'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye.